Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Dealing with the Suicide of a Loved One from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a healing state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about dealing with the suicide of a loved one. When someone takes their own life, the impact upon their friends and family can be absolutely devastating. Some people feel completely numb with shock upon hearing the news, like they simply can't believe it's real. And some people feel waves of grief, anger, or a terrible sense of guilt about whether there was something they could have done to prevent it. You might have found yourself agonizing over what you could have said or done that might have stopped that person doing what they did. Maybe you feel angry about what happened or overwhelmed by everything you have to deal with now that they're gone. One helpful approach to dealing with grief is to remember the three C's: caring for yourself, compartmentalizing the grieving, and connecting with positive memories. In the beginning, all you need to focus on is the first C, caring for yourself. This means giving yourself time out to grieve and to process what's happened without expecting to be able to make sense of it all. You may find it helpful to talk to someone you feel comfortable opening up to, and it may be useful to go to a support group to connect with other people who've been through what you've been through. But the important thing is to be kind to yourself. If you need time off work, or if you need privacy, then make the necessary arrangements. If you need to go out walking or running every day to clear your head, then do so. But whatever you do, be patient with yourself and give yourself time to process what's happened. The next stage is compartmentalizing the grieving. While it is important to make space in your life for the grieving process to happen, you also need to make sure you're properly meeting your other emotional needs too. As a human being, you have a need for creative challenges, meaningful work, and to be exerting yourself mentally and physically. You have a need for emotional intimacy and to be able to give and receive attention from people you feel safe with. And you have a need for good nutrition and sleep. You can still honour the memory of the person you lost by grieving for them, but it's best to do this by compartmentalising the grieving as something you do at certain times in the day, perhaps for an hour each evening at first. That then becomes your grieving time, when you grieve purely and fully, remembering the person you lost and allowing yourself to feel what you feel. But for the rest of the day, you gently, but firmly, turn your attention to meeting your needs as a human being and living your life. The third stage is connecting with the positive memories you have of that person. This may not be something you're ready to do in the early days, but just as a novel isn't all about the full stop on the last page, so a person's life isn't defined by how it ended. That person is part of the story of your life, and they always will be, and the positive times you had together will always be part of you. In the initial stages of grief, it can be hard to remember that, because all we tend to think of is the fact that the person is gone. But in time, as the grieving process takes its course, it gradually becomes easier to remember that person for who they were when they were alive, as you reconnect with the positive times you had together. The deeply relaxing hypnotic part of this session is going to support you through this process, and it will help you to access a calm sense of strength and resilience that you can draw upon whenever you need to, now and in the future. So, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now, and as you listen to these words and notice the position of your body, you can just take 4 or 5 very slow, deep breaths, where you breathe in fully and deeply, and you breathe out very slowly and smoothly. That's it. Just allow every breath to be really slow and smooth. And as you continue to breathe slowly and smoothly, noticing the temperature of the air in your nose and throat as you breathe in and out, I'd like you to get the sense of this being your time to heal, your time to rest, your time to gather yourself, to gather the strength and resilience that part of you so very much needs, to take the time to completely rest in a way that that body needs to, so very much. Time to rest, giving yourself this time. And you can begin by focusing on the sensations in the soles of your feet. And just get the sense of a lightly tingling energy there in the soles of the feet. You might notice which foot feels that tingling more to begin with. Perhaps it's a warmth or a softening sense of relaxation, beginning in the left foot or the right one, for you to just imagine now that with each breath, you're breathing in a calming, healing, strengthening energy up through those feet, up into the lower parts of the legs, with each in-breath drawing up a healing, tingling light through the ankles, the calf muscles. That's it. And with each breath in, you can draw more and more of that light up through the upper legs, up through into the pelvis and stomach, up through the hands and arms, through the chest, as if that body was a kind of cylinder, filling up with a brilliant golden white light from the bottom up. And with each breath, you allow this healing, strengthening light to flow up higher and higher, up into the neck, the head, bathing the brain in deep calm and rest. And that light can continue to flow up through you, up beyond the crown of your head, flowing through you like a river of light, carrying with it anything that you need to release, any tension flowing up and out of the top of the head, way, way up into the sky and beyond, a healing river of light, bringing you energy and strength as it flows through you. That's it. Brighter and brighter, flowing into and through the deepest parts of you, bringing a kindly, warming, nurturing, healing energy into the deepest parts of your being. And a part of you can drift a little outside of yourself, so that you can get a sense of watching yourself from the outside, to see the you who's listening to these words, to watch your own face relax even more deeply, to watch that you over there who's taking this time to deeply relax. And you can just see that you over there taking this time to rest and really open to a growing feeling of kindness and compassion for yourself, because you know what that you over there has been going through. You know the thoughts and emotions that you over there has been dealing with. And as you watch that healing river of light flowing up through the body of that you over there, up through their feet and legs, up through their whole body, and up out of their head, way up into the sky, watching that healing from the outside, you can just really give that you over there full permission to completely rest now. Permission to let go inside and connect with the strength and resilience you need. That's it. And there are people everywhere who have been through exactly what you're going through. People in different countries. People in different times in history. People who know what it's like to grieve so deeply for the person they lost. And they might well have those old repetitive thoughts. Thoughts as old as human history. Was there something I could have done? Could I have prevented it? Why did this happen? And the rational part of you knows that those kind of thoughts don't lead to answers. Because when someone takes their life, there are so many factors involved. So many chaotic circumstances influencing their mood, their frame of mind, that there is no simple answer when it comes to understanding what happened. But the part of you that grieves may have been thinking those thoughts from time to time as part of the process of coming to terms with it. And those thoughts can gradually become calmer, more detached. They can lose the old intensity they once had, bit by bit. Like watching leaves in a river floating by, as you notice all the flowing water between and around the leaves, as the leaves float away, far, far away, and you experience a growing calm and stillness and clarity in that mind. and it's important to give that part of you permission to grieve, space to grieve, time to grieve. And when you set aside a specific time each day to properly grieve, to give grief your full attention, perhaps for half an hour, perhaps for an hour each day, to compartmentalize your grieving so that it can be pure and true. It ensures that you can look after yourself properly, care for yourself properly. And I'd just like you to get a sense of watching a future you, perhaps a year or more from now. A you who still honours the memory of that person you lost. But a you who has been healing and letting go of the old intensity of that grief. A you who can remember a positive memory of that person and feel connected to them in a positive way. Because to honour someone, you need to honour their life, not just how they died. And a novel can be so rich in meaning, so satisfying and fulfilling to read. Understanding all the nuances of the writing, how the humour, beauty, the excitement of life can all be expressed in those pages. And a novel is so much more and the full stop on the last page, just as a movie is so much more than the final frame. And what stays with you is the whole story of who that person was when they were alive, and especially the positive times you had with them. And you don't need to connect with these positive memories until you're ready. But that stage is waiting for you in the future, when you can remember that person as someone who will always be part of who you are. And you can just watch that future you and even get a sense, for a moment, of how that's going to feel in time. To know your healing, coming to terms with the reality of what happened, as you find a balance between honouring the memory of that person you lost, while still moving on and living your life. And for now, it's okay to simply rest, even more deeply, to feel that light flowing up through you, carrying with it anything that needs to be released up and out of you, up into the sky and beyond. Leaving you feeling lighter, calmer, more centered in yourself. and in the days and weeks ahead. You can really commit to looking after yourself. Perhaps talking to people about how you're feeling, and maybe taking some time to be private. Caring for yourself with patience and compassion. And you can feel this strength and resilience inside you as an energy you can draw upon that's always here for you, supporting you. That's it. And you can listen to this session often and give yourself this time to rest and heal more and more deeply each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of calm, clarity, and inner strength by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, becoming more aware of any sounds around, and then whenever you're ready, you can just have a good stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now you can continue to listen to this download every day for just as long as you need to, until you're feeling calmer and stronger inside, and better able to deal with and come to terms with the tragedy of what happened. And we'd love to hear from you, either on our Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as dealing with grief and let time heal. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.